by transcription.
Hey, Riley.
Yeah?
What did you have?
Had Blue Ribbon. What else?
What did you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Internationally famous Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere, presents The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. Chester A. Riley is a man who really likes California. He likes the climate, he likes his job, he likes his little frame bungalow, the casual way of living, the people. But most of all, he likes California because it's 3,000 miles away from his nearest in-law, particularly his father-in-law. So, it'll be interesting to observe Riley's reaction when he learns that his father-in-law, far from being 3,000 miles away, is actually only 200 miles away, and an airplane is bringing him closer every minute.
When is Grandpa's plane getting?
Tonight, in a couple of hours.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I wish he'd sent me the wire sooner so I could get things ready.
But that's just like Papa.
He takes everything for granted.
You know, I can hardly remember Grandpa.
I can't remember him at all.
Well, it's almost 10 years since we saw him last.
Is he going to stay with us, or is he going to rent a room?
Rent a room? I should say not. Of course he's going to stay with us. After all, he's my father.
What'll Pop say?
Mother's right.
Yeah, but what'll Pop say?
Well, why should your father say anything?
Well, he doesn't like Grandpa.
Oh, Junior.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean anything. It's just that Pop despises him.
Junior Riley, don't you ever let me hear you say a thing like that again. I don't know where you got such a crazy idea.
From Pop. Every time he gets sore at me and his neck gets red and he's desperate, he says you're getting to be more like your grandfather every day on your mother's side.
That's just talk. He doesn't mean anything by it. They've had a few disagreements. See, your father used to work for Papa when we first got married, and I guess Papa was a little bossy, but that was a long time ago, and it's all forgotten.
Hiya, Peg, I'm home.
Oh, it is, Riley.
Oh, hiya, Dumplin. Hiya, young chick. The rooster's home.
Hey, Pop, guess who's coming?
I give up.
Grandpa.
What?
Grandpa?
Yeah, he'll be here tonight. He's flying.
Grandpa's flying out here? Oh, boy.
Yes, I just got the wire.
Oh, that's wonderful. I haven't seen my father in so long. Hey, Peg, we got to get a room ready for him. Oh, we'll give him our room, huh?
Now, wait,
Peg, hold it. I know just what you're going to say, but my father's not going to fly 3,000 miles and live in a rented room. He stays right here with us.
But, Riley...
Now, there's no but, Peg. I don't want no argument about this. I'm putting my foot down. He stays with us. That's the least a son can do for his father.
But, Riley, listen...
No, you listen to me. The father's entitled to some respect in his old age. He comes all the way out here. Probably the last time we'll see him, so... Wants to be near his children and grandchildren.
Riley, you're making a big mistake.
Oh, sure, Peg. Sometimes old people can make a little trouble. That's true. They're cranky. They have to have special diets. They don't like to be left alone at night. You got to take them everywhere you go. They interfere and try to tell you how to bring up your kids. Yeah, I know all that, but it don't make no difference. He stays here for as long as he wants to.
Riley.
And I ain't saying that just because he's my father. I'd feel the same way if it was your father who was coming.
Oh, that's fine, dear, because it is my father who's coming.
Huh? Your father?
Yes, dear. Isn't that lovely? And he'll be here any minute, so we got a lot of work to do. Now, if he's going to have our room, we better move our things out of the closet. Come on.
No. Wait a minute, Peg. But don't you think that... Well, I mean, we ought to talk this over, huh?
Why, certainly, dear. What is it you want to say?
Well, I mean... Well, you know how older people are. They well, if you go,
boy, are you in a spot.
You keep quiet. You're getting to be more like your grandfather every day on your mother's side.
Now, remember, dear, I don't want any trouble when Papa gets
here. Okay, okay. How many times do you have to tell me? I promised, didn't I?
I know you and your promises. Now, please, be nice to Papa. After all, he's getting along in years now.
Well, I'll be nice to him. Only there's no law that says I gotta like him.
Oh, why do you still have this silly grudge after all these years?
I'll never forgive him for what he did. He tried to break up our marriage.
Why, he did not. The day we got married, he gave you a job, didn't he?
Yeah, but he put me on the night shift. Some wages he paid me. A measly 15 a week. How could I support you on that?
Well, I was working.
Yeah, and he forced you to give up your job. With a baby coming yet. And another thing he did.
He's here. Our taxi just pulled up.
Grandpa here?
Oh, now, Riley, remember what I told
you. Okay, I heard you.
Peggy, darling.
Oh, Papa, dear. It's so good to see you.
Oh, you look wonderful, Peggy. Wonderful.
Hello, Grandpa.
Don't tell me this is little Babs. Well, she's beautiful, beautiful. She looks like a movie star. Takes after your Aunt Elizabeth.
Oh,
hi, Grandpa.
Junior, my boy, how you've grown. He's a young giant. Oh, he's a handsome lad. Peg, looks just like your Uncle Joe.
How are you, Pop?
Riley, didn't recognize you. You've grown fat as a horse.
Now, just a minute.
Oh, Riley, can't you take a joke? Well, come in the living room and sit down, Papa. You must be tired.
No, no, the flight was fine. Had a little trouble over the Rockies, but I straightened the pilot out. Hey, you know, I thought you'd have a bigger place by now.
Big enough for us?
I hope I'm not crowding you. If it's inconvenient, I could go to a hotel.
Oh, don't be silly, Papa. We wouldn't think. Riley, put down Papa's suitcase.
Just trying to keep him his own way. I really don't want to put you in trouble.
Why, it's no trouble at all, Papa. We wouldn't think of you staying at a hotel, would we, Riley?
There's no law against thinking.
Well, I won't be much trouble. I'll be out most of the time getting the business going.
Business?
Yes, I moved it out here.
Well, what's the point in that just for a couple of weeks? You only have to move it back when you go home again.
Who's going home? I'm in Los Angeles for good.
Another piece of pie, Papa?
Oh, no thank you, Peg. Two's my limit.
Now, are you sure? There's one slice left if you want it.
Oh, how bust if I have another bite.
Well, I could go for another piece.
Well, no use letting it go to waste. I'll force myself.
Here
you are, Papa. Maybe you're a marvelous cook. You know, I must put on 10 weeks in the... 10 pounds in the week I've been here. I can't remember when I had such delicious meals. I swear I don't know how you do it on Riley's salary.
Well, we manage. It's not easy, of course, with high prices, but...
Now, just a minute. What's wrong with my salary? I knock down $59 a week. That ain't hay, you know.
Well, I guess it's all right for a kid, but a man your age with a family to support and growing children, he's got to think of the future.
Well, I ain't worried about the future. It's a good, steady job. I've been there 10 years already, and I can have the job for life if I live that long.
That's always your trouble, my boy. No drive, no ambition. You're satisfied to go on year after year in an ordinary
job. Now, there's nothing ordinary about my job. I'm one of the key men in the whole plant. I'm worth twice what they're paying me. Only they don't know it.
Well, why don't they? Because you never asserted yourself.
Now, that's true, Riley. You know yourself you let them kick you around down there. You do all the work and other people get the credit.
Now, if I were you, Riley, and I'm only telling you this because I have your interest at heart, if I were you, I'd walk up to the big boss, what's his name?
Mr. Stevenson.
I'd walk into his office tomorrow and I'd lay it down on the line. I'd say, Stevenson, I've been on this job 10 years. And you know as well as I do that I'm worth twice what you're paying me. Now, either pay me what I'm worth or let me go.
Well, he might let me go. He's a very stupid man.
No man heading a large organization is stupid. Yes, my boy, that's your only approach.
Well, I don't know. You think it would work?
Well, if you're as valuable as you say you are, there's no reason why it shouldn't. You've got to show some gumption, Riley.
Well, now, I don't know, Papa. You know, talking to Mr. Stevenson that way, he might resent it.
No, Peg. Your father's right for once. I've been kicked around long enough. I gotta think of the future. It's time I had a showdown with Stevenson.
Now you're talking like a man.
But suppose it doesn't work.
Well, why shouldn't it work? He's a key man there. They wouldn't dare let him go. Especially now. They need men. You just march into Stevenson's office and say, hey, suppose I'm Stevenson. Come on, let me hear you say it.
No.
Come on, say your piece.
Well, I'll say, Stevenson,
I've been here 10 years.
I've been here 10 years, and I'm worth,
Yeah,
I'm worth twice what you're paying me. Now, either you,
Pay me what I'm worth,
or
let me go.
Or let me go.
What's your answer?
What's your answer, Stevenson?
Riley, you're too valuable a man to lose. I'll double your salary.
There, you see, Peg, all you gotta do is speak up and you can't miss.
Supper ready, Peggy, my dear?
Just as soon as Riley gets home, Papa.
He's late today.
Yes. I wonder what kept him. Oh, I think that's him now. Is that you, Riley?
That's me.
Well, where have you been, dear? It's almost 7. You left work at 5:30.
I left at 10 this morning.
You left work at 10? Where have you been all this time?
Looking for work.
What?
You quit your job?
No, I got fired.
Fired?
Oh, Riley. Well, what happened?
Well, I went in to see the boss this morning.
Yeah?
And I said, Mr. Stevenson, I've been here 10 years and I ain't worth what you're paying me. So he cut my salary. Then I got sore, and the next thing I knew, I was fired.
You incompetent old can't even hold a job.
Well, I only did what you told me.
I didn't tell you to get fired. You've got a family to support. Where's your sense of responsibility?
Oh, Papa, please. It's not fair of you picking on him now.
Thanks.
You'll get another job, dear.
In a pig's eye. I know his type. He just as soon let somebody else support his family.
That's a lie. Would you, Papa?
Looks like I'll have to. Okay, I'll put you on my payroll. Not that I need anybody. I'm only doing it for my daughter and her children.
No, I ain't working for you. I know the kind of a salary you pay. I worked for you once before, remember?
Don't get excited. I'll pay double your salary.
You will? Oh, gee, thanks, Pop. Oh, you're swell. Double. Peg, that's 2 times 59.
That's 2 times 15. You'll get 30.
It's a losing fight.
You have just heard the first act of The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. But now, here's an important question. What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
At the Farmdale home out in the valley.
Or at my favorite bowling alley. There's only one answer you hear me yell. When they ask this question of Harry Bonzell.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon, dear.
Smoother, smoother, smoother flavors, jets and sparkle, million favors. Taste that smoother, smoother flavor.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Finest beer served anywhere. And say, friends, you want to know the real payoff on how to judge truly fine beer? It's easy. Just pour yourself a glass of Pabst Blue Ribbon and make the three-way experts test. 1, look at that clear color, that creamy head. 2, sniff that fragrant blue ribbon blend. 3, taste that flavor. The flavor the whole world knows, and you're bound to agree.
Finest beer served anywhere, Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What'll you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon. And now, back to The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley, with Paula Winslow and John Brown.
Is that you, dear?
Yes.
Well, you're late tonight.
Don't tell me. Tell your wonderful father.
Oh, now, Riley, don't start that again. Did you look for a job today?
How can I look for a job when I got to put in 12 hours a day slaving for him? He watches you like a hawk. Don't give you a minute to yourself. Follows you everywhere. I sneaked away for a second to grab a smoke, and he even followed me in there.
Now, don't exaggerate.
I tell you, he ain't got a heart.
You must have got your heart from your mother.
Riley. He did give you a job when he really didn't need anybody.
Didn't need anybody? You believe that? The day he put me on, he fired three guys and stole one of the machines.
Well, he was going to do that anyway. We ought to be grateful to Papa.
Grateful for what? For making me lose a good job? If I hadn't have done what he told me, I...
You didn't have to listen to him. I told you not to.
Grateful. $30 a week. Is that a wage for a married man? It's tough enough getting even that out of him. I should have been paid yesterday. And...
Ah, hello there, Riley. You quit early, didn't you?
Early? How many hours a day you expect to work me? You watch your step or I'll report you to the SPCA. I've had a bite of food in my mouth in 8 hours. Here it's almost 8 o'clock. I haven't even put the feed bag on. Say, you see, I'm even beginning to talk like a horse.
Well, all right, Riley. We'll talk about it later. Now, come on, eat your supper.
Oh, wait a minute. Where's my pay? I should have been paid yesterday.
Take it easy. I've got it for you.
$2. Well, where's the other 28?
I'm giving that to Peg for the house.
Now, wait a minute. That's my money. I work for it. I'm still the head of this house, and I'll handle it all. I'm a man. I ain't a kid to be handed a $2 allowance. Now, you hand over that door.
Now, look here, Riley. I don't like that kind of talk.
Oh, give it to him, Papa.
Oh, here.
Well, that's better. I'm still the boss here. Here you are, Peg.
Thanks, dear. And here's $2 for you.
Thanks. I'm no kid, you know. I can't live on no kid's wages. $30. How'll I pay rent on that?
I'll take care of the rent.
Yeah, well, we got other expenses.
I'll take care of everything. As long as I'm living here, you won't have anything to worry about.
Well, that's nice of you, Papa, but it's not right. Now, this is Chester's house, and he should pay the bill.
Yeah, why don't you just raise my salary? Let me do it.
We'll see. When you learn the value of a dollar.
Oh, Papa. You've got to realize that Chester isn't the kid he was when he worked for you years ago. But he's a grown man.
Sure. I can even vote if I want to. I can take care of myself. I don't need no help. I did all right before. I came out here all the way from Brooklyn, 3,000 miles. Nobody helped me. I found a good, steady job. Nobody helped me. I got myself a little house. Nobody helped me. I got two fine kids.
Talk about it later.
We're going now, Mother. Oh, hi, Daddy.
Hi, Pop.
Hello.
We won't be late.
Just a minute. Where are you going?
To the movies.
In the middle of the week? Ain't it enough you go Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? You ain't getting no money out of me to throw away on movies in the middle of the week.
Well, that's okay, Pop. Grandpa gave us the money.
Run along, kids. Have a good time.
Now, just a minute. I'm still your father, and you do what I say. You're not going to the movies.
Oh, nonsense. Let the kids have a little fun. Go on, kids.
Well, you see that? I ain't even got control over my own kids anymore. How can they respect me? Well, I've had enough. I'm through letting him run my life. I'm going back to Stevenson to get my old job back. I'll have to get down on my knees and beg.
Oh, don't do that, Pop. We're doing better now than we did when you were working.
Shoot.
You heard that? You heard him? Is that a way for a child to talk to his father?
Oh, I'm sorry, Pop. I shouldn't have said that.
No, you certainly shouldn't have. And you'll do without the movies, too. Now, Riley, dear.
No, I'm through. I ain't staying in this house another minute. It's his house now. And I ain't going to go on living off of his charity, eating his food. Goodbye.
Where are you going?
I don't know, and I don't care, and I may never come back. I'll go right after supper. I ain't a man no more. I'm just a stooge. He's living off of his charity. If he keeps on this way, he'll drive me to my grave.
You didn't expect to walk, did you?
Oh, it's you.
Yes, it is I indeed. Digby Odell, the friendly undertaker. Where are you bound, Riley?
Well, no place in particular. Look, Digger, I'm in a jam. Could you put me up for the night at your place?
Well, I don't think so. We're awfully crowded these days. We've only got 3 bedrooms, and the wife and the children occupy this.
Oh, Maybe I could just stretch out in the parlor.
Sorry, someone stretched out there already. My cousin Sam Boxer is visiting us from Alabama. He's an old southern planter. Confide in me, dear chum. What heavy load are you carrying? I won't tell it to a living soul.
Well, Digger, I got an ingrown in-law. On account of him, I lost my job, my self-respect, but I don't know what to do.
Oh, I had a similar problem once. A brother-in-law came for a visit, interfered in my affairs. A regular busybody. I fixed him.
What did you do?
I put him in his place. And believe me, there's one body that isn't very busy. Now, if I were you, Riley, I'd tell your father-in-law to back up and get out.
Well, I can't, Digger. After all, he's Peg's father.
He's a man of means. He isn't dependent on your hospitality. You've got to assert yourself. Be a man, Riley. Your dear spouse will respect you all the more for it.
You're right, Digger. I'm going to have a showdown. Once and for all, I'm going to put my foot down. And if he don't pack up, I'll pick him up and carry him out of the house.
Oops, that reminds me I have an appointment. Well, cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
Papa.
Yes, Peggy?
I've got to talk to you.
Yes?
Papa, we can't go on like this.
What do you mean? Oh, but Riley? Well, I'll give him a little raise.
Oh, no. It's not only that, but... Now, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but I think it would be better if you got a place of your own.
You're asking me to leave? Your own father? Well, I never expected anything like this.
Oh, I feel awful about it, Papa.
You don't have to apologize. Don't worry, I'm not one to stay here where I'm not welcome.
Oh, it's not that, Papa. Now, you're just twisting the thing around. Oh, you know we love you, and you'll always be welcome to visit. But living with us and running the house, well, don't you see what it's doing to Chester? It just won't work out, Papa.
Peggy, maybe you're right. I guess I'm used to having my own way. But I don't see how you've stood it year after year with that... You're really in love with him, eh?
Oh, yes, Papa. He's good and kind.
Well, maybe someday science will have an explanation for it. I guess I might as well pack.
Oh, well, you don't have to go tonight, Papa.
I can get a room at a hotel. The sooner the better. Hey,
where's your father?
In his room. Well, what's wrong? You look so strange.
Well, that's because I've changed. I'm not the meek little mouse I was an hour ago. I've grown up. Now I'm a rat. I mean, I'm a man. And I'm going to prove it by telling your father to pack up and get out.
Oh, no, Riley.
I'm sorry, Peg. I know you don't like it, but it's got to be done. Once and for all, I got to prove to myself that I'm a man.
Yes, but listen, Riley.
No, Peg. This time I'm not going to listen to you. Parker!
Riley, wait!
Parker! Yes, listen, Parker. And listen good, because I'm only going to say this once. I want you packed and out of this house in 1 hour. You get me? 1 hour!
I'll be out before that. Hand me that suitcase. I'll start packing.
You're going to do it? You really going?
Yes. How many times do I have to be told?
Well, only once. That's the kind of a man I am. Now make it snappy.
Hey.
Thank you. It worked. I just said pack up and get out, and he's going. Peg, did you hear what I said? He's going.
Yes, I know.
Oh, I never knew I had it in me. I can dominate people through sheer personality. All these years, I let people shove me around, walk all over me. When all I have to say is do this or do that, and they do it. I just have to snap my fingers, and they jump. Things are going to be different around here from now on. There's going to be a man running this house, and there's going to be some changes made. And the first change is that I'm taking charge of the money. I ain't taking no orders from a woman anymore. Now listen, Peg, and listen good, because I'm only going to say this once. Hand over the $28 for my pay.
Oh, don't be silly, Riley.
What? Now listen, Peg, and listen good, because I'm only going to say this once. Hand over the $28.
Stop being ridiculous.
Bye. Now listen, Peg, because I'm only going to say this once. Hand over
the... Oh, stop this nonsense, will you? If I let you handle the money, we'd starve to death in a week. Now, I don't want to hear any more about it. I'll handle the money, and that's final.
Now listen, Peg, and listen. Remember, I'm just... you... If... Please... Well... Okay, have it your way. But what I said still goes. I don't take no orders from any woman. Only in your case, you ain't just any woman. You're the smartest woman in the whole world. Picking me out to propose to?
Riley's will be back in just a moment, but right now...
You can travel 15,000 miles to far-off lands and distant isles.
From tropic sun to arctic snows, it's past the ribbon the whole world knows.
When a Cuban with a big cigar steps up to the part of an bar, you'll see her jig have a yellow smile when you ask him this in Roomba style.
What'll you have?
Pass blue ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pass blue ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pass blue ribbon. Pass blue ribbon, dear. Hooray!
Yes, sir, wherever you travel, to the far corners of the world or right here in the good old USA, you'll find folks enjoying that international favorite, Pabst Blue Ribbon. Remember, the quality that has carried Pabst Blue Ribbon around the world is yours for the asking. The next time the waiter asks you, what'll you have? Tell him you want the world's number one favorite, Pabst Blue Ribbon. Finest beer served anywhere.
Peg! Hey, oh, Peg. Peg, listen. I got my job back.
Oh, I knew you would.
Isn't it wonderful? Now that I got my job again and your father's living at the hotel, we can enjoy life again.
Riley,
yeah?
Is it all right with you if I invite Papa over for dinner some night?
Well, I don't know.
I thought I'd ask you and get your permission.
Well, I'll think it over.
Hey, how long do we have to wait for dinner?
Okay, I give my permission. Sit down, Papa, and eat hearty.
Thanks, Riley. Glad to see you so happy.
Riley's got his old job back, Papa.
Fine, fine. Good luck, my boy.
Oh, thanks. Yes, sir. It's great to be a man again. Even if you're me.
Now, here's great news for every sport fan in America. It's another first in sports for Pabst Blue Ribbon. Yes, Sunday afternoon, January 14th, Pabst Blue Ribbon will bring you the first All-Star Pro Bowl, featuring the greatest players in football today in a thrilling gridiron battle, pitting the top stars of the American Conference against the outstanding players of the National Conference. So be sure and tune in Sunday afternoon, January 14th. Here, the All-Star Pro Bowl with Harry Wismer bringing you the play-by-play direct from the Los Angeles Coliseum. See your newspaper for time and station, and watch for the special telecast of the game later in that week.
What'll you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon. What'll you have?
No, Riley, please. The song goes like this. What'll you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon. What'll you have?
Well, never mind how the song goes, Harry. Let's us two go for a couple of bottles of Pabst Blue Ribbon Ale right now, huh?
Smoother, smoother, smoother flavors. Zest and sparkle, million favors. Taste that smoother, smoother flavor.
Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer.
What'll you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon. Sullivan invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. The Life of Riley is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and sent your way with the best wishes of Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers from coast to coast. Hope we'll see you next week. Harry Von Zell speaking. Good night.